This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
All right, John, you have a thought on this. Michigan extending Dusty May before Friday's game against the Spartans and extending him in just his first year in Ann Arbor.
My thought, and on principle, I'm not a huge supporter of extending anyone after 1 year. Because to me, you've got to show that you can do it again. That this is not just a one-off. We've seen a number of different situations where, you know, you come in the transfer portal, and all of a sudden, boom! It's a stark contrast between where they were last year and this year, and a lot of that is Dusty May. Mm-hmm. Right, he's the one that recruited these players. He brought them, whether it was from FAU or he went to the portal. But can you do that again next year? Can you recruit? Now, I know that they've done well in terms of recruiting. They've got a well-ranked class coming in next year. Got to seal the deal. Got to develop those players. But you also have to continue to go to the portal. And I know, I'm not saying I don't like the extension. I think he's done an amazing job. But just for me, in my principle, I think you need to show it more than just one time.
When you said you've seen this happen before, Were you thinking about Mel Tucker at Michigan State?
Well, I mean, that's sure. That's one example where a guy comes in and hits the lottery with the transfer.
Kenneth Walker.
And does wins. Great things. And I mean, if he doesn't have the off the field issues, do I think Mel Tucker eventually, you know, would have been a good coach? Possibly, but we don't know because there is no track record. Now, Dusty May does have a track record of doing it at other schools.
And that's the danger here. I didn't think this was some premature mistake, and I know you didn't say mistake. It made sense to me. The Indiana job's going to open. You got to protect and keep your own. Dusty May, to me, is a good coach, and I think what he did in the portal, some of it's FAU guys, but some of it's not. Danny Wolf was not a guy that he had coached previously. He identified talent in the portal. To me, that's modern college basketball. He's an X's and O's guy. He's been to a Final Four. He'll use the portal. They have flipped this thing on its head. I mean, where they were a year ago to where they are today, I don't have any doubts that the guy can coach, and I don't want someone else poaching my coach.
Sure.
So I'm going to take care of and pay, and if I have to buy him out later because he doesn't win, that's the cost of running a big boy athletic department.
Well, and it's the cost of doing business right now because there are going to be other jobs that open up, and then you have to weigh, is the job in Ann Arbor better than the job somewhere else? Long term, if
Indiana holds a special place to him, is the only reason I bring it up.
Sure, and we talked about that when they played Indiana. It was knowing that was going to be an opening spot where, you know, he was a GA, and it was Bob Knight, and that's where he got his coaching start. He was born in the state of Indiana. He knows exactly what basketball means to that state and to that university. It's been a long time since that university has done anything special or unique or consistently won.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, and maybe this is old school thinking where you have a coach locked into a contract for a few years and you have the benefit of patience of saying, you know, yeah, I want to see if he can recruit, develop, and win in more than just 1 year. It is the business of college athletics right now, whether it's football, basketball, you know, it doesn't matter the sport. And we've seen it. We're seeing it right now. We played out in Indiana in a couple of different coaches. Tom Allen had a good year, gets a big time extension, and then nothing. And now Kirk Cignetti brings in a lot of guys from JMU, you know, puts together a great year for Indiana. Can he do it again? Gets a big time extension.
Right, but the risk you run is if you don't extend him, someone else is going to poach him. And we talked premature. I would say proactive. Like Michigan's trying to stay proactive here. They want to be ahead of this thing. They don't want an Indiana dream job situation where they've got a lot of money in their athletic department and they love basketball and they make an offer. Michigan would rather be proactive. They like their guy. Their guy looks good. They've got more money than they, you know, it's a well-to-do university. Pay good people and let them lead your program. And Dusty May's done a great job leading them.
Right, and it's all about risk and reward. The risk, if you don't give him a new contract and add a year on the end and give him some more money, is that he goes somewhere else. The risk, if you do, is that this is a one-off and now you're going to be out some money.
But that to me is, like, you're one of the better funded athletic departments in all of college athletics.
And
if
the
risk is you have to spend more money, I just would rather take that risk than lose someone who I do think I identified. Like, there is a world where Dusty May took Ohio State a year ago. How would you feel? There's a world where if he doesn't get paid enough at Michigan, he'd go to Indiana. You wouldn't like that so much.
Right. And the reward is what you win, right? You get a chance to build on this year's success, and winning breeds success. Winning draws in recruits, whether it's through the portal or it's out of high school. And so, you know, and no matter where guys go, they want to know, is my coach going to be there?
They extend him, then they lose the game. And yes, there's this question about, was it too soon to extend a coach a year in? 248-539-9797. Who hasn't won the Big Ten? Who hasn't done anything at Michigan yet postseason? But I've seen a lot from Dusty May.
And well, I think we all have.
And I don't have an issue with it. But Michigan fans can weigh in. 248-539-9797. If they have an issue with the extension so soon.
Well, I think you also have to ask the question, if you're going to extend him, you know, what are you worried about? And it could be a job that right now we have no idea how many jobs are going to be open after the season is over. The one that we know about is Indiana.
Yeah.
And we know the connection that Dusty has. I think the other question is the Indiana job a better job than Michigan? Now, for Dusty May, it may come down to emotional reasons. And that's something that you can't necessarily compete with. But if you take emotion out of it, is the Michigan job in today's environment of college athletics a better job than the Indiana job? Basketball. Michigan has shown over the last 18 months to 2 years a commitment to, one, pay their coaches, but also to be active in NIL and the transfer portal. What has Indiana done in the last decade?
Yeah, I mean, Indiana's last Final Four, do you know how far back we got to go?
Well, Final Four?
Greg knows.
Oh. 2002.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a little bit of a fluke run. They were a 5 seed. It was Mike Davis's team. I mean, Michigan's been in the last 30 years, well, if you count the Fab Five ones, it's 4 national title games, and Indiana's been in 1 during that time. I mean, to me, I think Indiana's the blue blood that'll never truly be back. Like, I just think it's passed them by. It's been too long, and I think it's the least desirable of all the blue blood locations. Like, look, Dusty May might have, look, in the end, the bottom line here is if Michigan acted prematurely, then if it goes south, they need to act swiftly, like kind of like the Pistons did with Monty Williams.
They have to be proactive on both sides.
Yes. If I get it now, but there's no harm in, if he fails and he's not your guy, of firing him and paying him.
Yep.
And, yep, deal with it. That's the way sports are now.
It feels for Dusty May like he is building something because he has the track record at other stops, most recently FAU, that there's something, there's a foundation that you can base what he is doing in basically a half a year at Michigan, not just an entire year, just a half a year, that there is substance to what he's doing.
Yeah, it seems like they got the right guy to me. And I, for me personally, if I'm a college or college basketball player, Michigan looks like they play fun basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that would be attractive. I like the way the style that they play, and it's offensive. And I guess in the end, you got to down the road. One thing's going to be, you know, does he produce pro talent potentially? But I mean, college basketball is almost getting to the point where it's like, if you really have pro potential, college basketball is a blip on your radar.
Right. I think,
I mean, it's one year. It's
sure. Everybody wants to see guys that played at their school playing in the professional ranks. It's more about winning at the college level.
With college, you have the one and done, you have the portal, you have NIL. It's year to year. The only continuity you have as a program is your head coach. It's the only thing that is consistent from one year to the next. I mean, college basketball, more than any other sport, I really feel like is year to year. So if you got a guy that you believe can recruit, develop, coach, X's and O's, Dusty May's 48 years old. Like, this could be the start of something that Michigan, you know, feels like they need to invest in. So, yeah, I think you pay the guy, and maybe you're premature, but you're proactive in my mind. And if it doesn't work, take a page out of Tom Gore's playbook. Cut the check, pay the man, on, find another guy. I mean, that's what it is at the highest level of college athletics. And Michigan should be commended for stepping up and saying, we will play the game at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Michigan State, it didn't work out with Mel Tucker. They didn't want to lose him to LSU. Sometimes you get burned. It may get Indiana in trouble with Kirk Cignetti, but the alternative was watching him coach a different program in Indiana.
And starting over.
And Indiana going, well, that was our one time.
Yeah.
We hit lightning in a bottle and we weren't smart enough to capitalize on it. The alternative is much bleaker. 248-539-9797.